Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you prefer to take the survey in English or in Spanish?
English.
Thank you. May I ask, what is your zip code?
11001. What are the police doing in this area?
Are you registered to vote in New York?
I think so. Yeah.
What is the year of your birth?
1972.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
White.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're... Hello?
Yeah, in New York, 1.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And if, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be a representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Well, I would vote for the Democrat.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. One, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Two, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or three, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Two.
Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? One, abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Two, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Three, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Or four, abortion is totally banned in New York.
I don't know. Is abortion legal in New York? Yeah, I guess it is. I guess one. I guess it's legal.
I don't know.
Thank God I don't have to know.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
I guess not very concerned.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Heard almost nothing at all.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I will not vote on that.
Here I'm going to read you a text from proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. Adds certain protections to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After hearing the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I won't vote on that.
Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
I guess it does make me more motivated, though.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
And if you land a candidate for a political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I guess it would make a little difference, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you learn that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for them?
No difference.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I think I'm not sure, actually. I don't know if they want states. Matt, do you know? Do they want states to vote on their own abortion laws, or do they just want it banned everywhere? I think they might want it banned everywhere.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They don't really pay that much attention to it.
I can't listen a little.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I guess the Democrats want states to decide. Or they just want it legal, I thought. That's not one of the options, though.
And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or do you want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I guess states should decide on their own abortion laws. So that way, if someone needs to have an abortion because of something horrific, they can jump to another state and have an abortion if something horrific is happening to them. And doesn't that make, I don't understand how people don't think that's logical.
Thank you. We're already halfway through the survey. There's just a couple of questions more.
Wow.
When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Is it very important? Somewhat important? Neutral? Neither important nor unimportant? Somewhat unimportant? Or very unimportant?
It's unimportant to me. Yeah.
Very? Or
yeah,
somewhat?
Very. It's very unimportant.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? Is it very important?
It doesn't matter to me, really.
You're neither important nor
important. Yeah, that one, yeah.
Thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that ended miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, some are unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And if you learn the candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
I guess it will make somewhat of a difference.
Somewhat more or less likely?
Less likely, I guess. If they were supporting it, less likely.
Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. One, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent.
I don't think that minors should get sex change operations until they're like 30.
They're not going to be a minor
until so I'm against the idea of not giving the kid, not having the parents involved in that. That's very dangerous.
Thank you. Second statement is, reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. Would you say it's a very convincing reason or not convincing at all to vote for the Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure?
I don't understand the question, do you? I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Based on the statements, how convincing it is to vote for the Republican candidates and no on that previous abortion ballot measure? Because both statements are talking about the Republicans, would you say that it's a very convincing reason to vote for them, or not very convincing at all?
I guess not very convincing.
Thank you. And here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. One, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and the doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Two, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms.
Okay. That's two. All right.
Ma'am?
Yeah, I think it's one.
It's very convincing to you?
Yes.
thank you. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms.
Yeah, we don't want, yeah, I'm also against the judges who are getting paid off.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
1.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I won't vote on that. People shouldn't be voting on that.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
I'm going to stick with the Democrat.
Thank you. 1 second. These last questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
2 children under 18.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm straight.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I don't even know who was running. I was unable to vote. Did I vote for that one?
I think that was Biden and Trump.
Did I not vote? I don't think I voted. I can't remember.
It's okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$250,000.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. We thank you for your participation.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day, ma'am. Bye.
You too. Bye, hon.